Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness!
It was harsh, you know. It hurt my feelings. And that's the best way I could explain it. It just hurt my feelings just... You know, being a football player and having one of those mistakes that's going to linger around even when my son grew up, you know, got to explain that to him. So definitely hurt, but just use it as fuel.
Raheemy Harrison Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in today. That is, of course, Tyreek Stevenson, who was the villain last October when the Bears lost to Washington 18-15. Jaden Daniels with a 52-yard pass, too. Do you remember the gentleman's name that caught the 52-yard Hail Mary pass last year, Gabe Ramirez?
I do not.
It was Noah Brown. Nobody remembers who it was. Noah Brown was the man to have caught that ball. In that game, Jaden Daniels, 21 of 38 for 326 yards. I like to go through this because there were good things that happened in the second half. Like, the Bears' offense was atrocious in the first half of that game last year. But then you had the DeAndre Swift 56-yard touchdown with, like, late in the third quarter. And then, of course, the late touchdown drive that Caleb Williams engineered, Roshon Johnson, Bears, ends up getting the touchdown. Everybody thinks the Bears have won, but no. I got to say, Gabe, we talked about Tyreek Stevenson, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but I do get the feeling that people are sick of hearing about it, sick of talking about it, and quite frankly, I am too. Tyreek Stevenson does not need to do anything heroic against the Washington Commanders. He just needs to do what he has done in the last two games. Just have good games. Don't worry about anything else.
Yeah, the reason why that game obviously is highlighted for everyone is because that seemed like the first domino to fall for the Chicago Bears for that season. That regime, the players, everything for that matter. And even the defense's demise as well. But, you know, Tyreek Stevenson has had a couple slices of humble pie over the last 12 months, whether that be from the Washington Commanders game or for the first couple of games of the season where he was asked to step in for Jalen Johnson and cover wide receiver one for the opposing teams. I think, you know, there comes times in people's lives, men's lives, mid-20s, where you say to yourself, who am I? Right? What am I going to be? Am I going to be a footnote on a team, or am I going to be an impact player? And I think Tyreek Stevenson, who has the utmost confidence in his own abilities, says to himself, I want to be the latter. And I think he wants to change the narrative as well. So I don't know if there's too many people that are anticipating this game more than Tyreek Stevenson. Caleb Williams, certainly. Ben Johnson wanting to change the narrative as well. But Tyreek Stevenson's up there with that. Wouldn't you agree that that he's had some moments that has changed his trajectory as an NFL player?
No doubt. I mean, look, the first two games of this year were pretty bad for Tyreek Stevenson, but the last two, he's been really good. He's been a playmaker. He's looked like a upper-tier cornerback, which he is capable of being. I mean, this is a guy who was a second-round pick, and justifiably he was a second-round pick. So the sky's the limit. And talking about, like, how people mature, it is a big deal, I think, although I don't have the benefit of having had children, but I imagine that that changes you a lot. And he's been talking about, he's brought it up without us prompting him, that he's had a baby. And that does, man. You know, just had number three.
I just had number three. And number three changed my perspective even more.
I bet.
But it does, right? Because you're thinking about legacy. Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. You're thinking about legacy in that moment, right? You're saying to yourself, what is my life going to look like? And when my children look back on my life when I am old and gone, what are they going to be able to say? And we all know the lifespan of an NFL player is short. So you're only going to be able to make an impact for a certain period of time. And he understands that in the moment is what's number one on his resume, right? The fail Mary. But he gets an opportunity to change that. And I think, you know, having a kid certainly puts things into perspective for you as to what is important and how are you trying to provide. And for Tyrique Stevenson, providing for his children comes in the form of playing a good cornerback one for the Chicago Bears.
Let's dig into this a little bit more. The Bears-Commanders game on Monday night. And I think it's important to start with looking at what is an estimated Bears injury report. It's all weird because the Bears did nothing yesterday. At least we were not invited out to Halas Hall. It was a day off. They'll be back out there today. They will also have a practice on Saturday. And then obviously the Monday night game, which they will blast off for over the weekend. But not practicing yesterday were Jaquan Brisker due to a quad injury. Kyle Manungai has a thigh injury. And Darnell Wright would not have practiced due to the elbow. So there's two things that are, and then Grady Jarrett.
That's only that one out.
Who actually, let's focus on Grady Jarrett here really quick. We know that he's had the issues with the knee. Sometimes he's been able to play through it. Sometimes he hasn't. I do not have a great feeling about Grady Jarrett's chances for this game. That is yet to be told. I have nothing exact at this point. I just don't have a great feeling, and that would not portend well for the Bears in terms of the biggest problem going into this game. Let us focus a little bit here on the Bears' run defense, because it's just been bad. Even in the win over Vegas, they allowed 240 rushing yards. You had, and what bothers me more, even going back to last year, and I'm not going to go through every single guy, Amari DiMarcado, who had explosive runs against the Bears last year. You know what I'll do, Gabe? I'll just go through this year.
Okay, fair enough.
Because it's a pretty short list, only four games so far, but all of them, there were moments of consequence against this Bears defense, and it continues to be jarring to me to see, like, because if you're worth your soul as a defense, you stop the run, you control the run. But in the Minnesota game, the Bears defense allowed 120 rushing yards. In that particular game, Jordan Mason had a 19-yarder. J.J. McCarthy got away with a 19-yard run as well. In the Detroit game, the Lions had 177 yards rushing. Jahmyr Gibbs ripped off a 42-yarder in that contest. Lots of things happened in that game. David Montgomery, for the hell of it, had an 18-yarder. Why don't I rip that off? The Dallas game, which the Bears won, 121 rushing yards in all for Dallas. Javonte Williams had himself a 21-yard run. And then I just mentioned Las Vegas with the 240 total yards and Ashton Gentry having the best game of his career up until that point, the 64-yarder. And what makes it even worse, Gabe, is the fact that the Washington Commanders have the best rushing game in the NFL right now, led by your guy, Jacoby Clowski-Merritt, who right now, 43 carries for 283 yards, averaging 6.6 yards per game. I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's reason for concern there. Merritt had a bad game the game before. Okay, and then when you're thinking about the run game for the Washington Commanders, obviously Jaden Daniels still dealing with that knee issue. You see him wearing that brace. Wasn't as mobile against the Chargers last week as we were used to seeing him. But when it comes to the Chicago Bears, I mean, listen, there's one person that needs to step up, and at least we've been able to call his name over the last two games, and that's Andrew Billings, right? Someone that can be a run stuffer off the front. Did you know through two games, Andrew Billings had zero tackles? Zero, not one,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
in the stat sheet.
He wasn't in the rotation as much.
He was exactly. Yeah. He had less snaps than both Grady Jarrett and Jervon Dexter. But then you saw in game three, he had some run stuffing in the middle, obviously pushing center back a couple times, creating pressure that way. So that's important. But something that I've been watching when I'm looking at the All 22 is gap integrity. And I've seen it from Tremaine Edmonds slip up a couple of times. You see it also, obviously, from Noah Sewell, where you want to be anticipatory in getting tackles for a loss, but at the same time, if your run defense isn't performing at the level you want it to, you have to have gap integrity. I need Tremaine to be there for the cutback, and that's what you've been seeing. And if you're talking about Merritt, if you're talking about, of course, Ashton Jeanty, you're talking about speedy, twitchy running backs that, if given an inch, can take it 60 yards. And that's where the Bears really need that gap integrity in order to stop those kinds of runs, because it's not going to get easier. We're the only team without a guy that's going to break off a 40, 50 yarder. You know, even though I love DeAndre Swift, and I'm a huge DeAndre Swift fan, but I mean, that's where you're noticing the biggest differences, right? It's not just that the opposing team is running down your throat. It's that you cannot duplicate that success on your side of the offensive ball.
Right, unless DeAndre Swift does rip off what he did last year at the end of the third quarter, but that was so last year. The running game actually looks worse this year than it did last. Those guys that were limited in the would-be practice yesterday, they did put Kyler Gordon down as limited.
Big help.
He's going to play. There's no doubt. He's and Jonah Jackson has a rib injury. He was limited. And Colston Loveland. Were you pro Colston Loveland?
No,
I don't remember.
Never.
You were all about Tyler Warren at that spot when it was happening, like in real time. Were you like, oh, they're going to take Tyler Warren?
My dad and my cousin Ben will tell you, we're all watching the draft together and we're trying to figure out who we're taking at 10. You and I did a bunch of shows about what should happen. And my cousin's like, all right, well, who do you want? I said, it's easy for me to tell you who I don't want. And I said, I don't want Colston Loveland.
Wow.
And then the 10th pick, and then the pick comes in, it's Colston Loveland. And I'm like, oh my gosh. No. And, you know, we're meatballs here in Chicago. So as I'm mentioning Tyler Warren's name, everybody's just like, oh, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. This guy's a stud. Everybody's saying, and I'm like, okay, Tyler Warren just happened to be the best player on his team and still managed to put up numbers at Penn State. But we're just going to dismiss all that, like we did to Deshaun Watson when we picked up Mitchell Trubisky. We're just going to dismiss the success that you have in college football and then think that we're smarter than everybody else. And look it. Colston Loveland could have a good team, but I've had this conversation with Ruthie Polinsky from the Big Pro Football Show.
What up, Popo?
On CHSN. Shout out Ruthie Polinsky, where she's like, well, Tyler Warren's the only weapon they have in Indianapolis. I said, what? Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce, Josh Downs, Jonathan Taylor. They have weapons in Indianapolis. They just know that Tyler Warren's a guy that can get them the ball or take a snap out of the backfield and go over a run. Anyways, all that to say, no. I hope Colston Loveland can contribute. I just never see him contributing at the level that Tyler Warren's contributing over there.
Let me tell you about Ruthie Polinsky.
She's awesome.
Let me tell you. Of course she's awesome, but let me tell you about Ruthie Polinsky. She went to Michigan. So,
fair.
But and I will say, I think she was in the score. I think she was filling in with either Mully or Haw, and she did. She was like on it with Colston Loveland. I don't necessarily think it was with her heart. I mean, probably a little bit, but I think, and you could check with her on the Big Pro Football Show, on the lead, whatever you guys are cooking up over there at CHSN, you could ask her. I think she was ahead of the curve a little bit, but now I thoroughly believe that with Popo, it's personal.
Yeah, and right? Or even like a Micah Williams from the San Francisco 49ers, right? Defensive end that could have obviously been a big help to this team right now. You're just thinking about other areas of need of the Chicago Bears squad and to, you know, have Ben Johnson be like, well, he wasn't in our game plan week one. Okay, you're going to have to convince me otherwise that, you know, how is this guy supposed to reach his level? But again, a lot of football left. I hope he catches a ton of touchdowns. I hope I'm wrong, but it's going to be tough sledding to get to the other side of the hill.
How excited are you that looking on my Bears injury report, estimated from yesterday, Bears will be back out there today, so we'll get some real indication of what's going on. And we'll talk to Kevin Fishbane here in a little bit from The Athletic. TJ Edwards, a full participant. You were particularly excited backstage about that.
Of course. I mean, listen, you got to have a spy on Jaden Daniels, right? A mobile quarterback like that. TJ Edwards certainly can do that. If you look at the last couple of games, the middle linebacker position, or you know, the Mike linebacker position, Noah Sewell should be leading the team in tackles. It's been Tremaine Edmonds the last couple of games. That never was the case when TJ Edwards was there. He almost led the league in tackles. So this is a guy who you can depend on, a surefire tackler. You want him there not only to stop the run, but again to spy on Jaden Daniels. But pairing him with Kyler Gordon, that's the recipe to stop the run, right? Two guys that are key components of this defense that play on the line. You see Kyler Gordon play often there, a tackle for a loss kind of a guy. And TJ Edwards, you know, he's a guy with some wits up there that can get the job done. I'm curious who you think is going to be the most important person to get back, because, of course, you're getting Austin Booker back as well. Travis Homer could be another one that can spell your running back room if Kyle Manunga is out. Who out of that whole list is someone that you feel like is going to make the bigger impact?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I don't. I'm I'm not sure about Austin Booker and Travis Homer because they just came off IR and the 20-day window is open. And yeah, they are put down as full participants and would be full participants. I'm a little bit I'll be curious to hear what comes out of Halas Hall today about Austin Booker and Travis Homer and if they're actually ready to go. As you're listening to Raheemy Harrison Grody, that's Gabe Ramirez that you're hearing here on The Score. Who is the guy? I mean, for me, it's pretty simple. It's Kyler Gordon because Dennis Allen has talked a huge game about the versatility with which he would like to employ Kyler Gordon. And so will we start to see that? Or is he just going to be, for now, the nickelback?
And you're saying taking over for the secondary cornerback role for Nation Wright?
Well, not necessarily. I don't know if that's going to be the case. If he's just going to be the other guy on the outside, I'm not sure. But I'm talking about like the versatility, like moving him back a little bit to safety, putting him and as Ben Johnson, I think he said he's nosy in the run game, and he is. Like Kyler Gordon and Jaquan Brisker, like those are two dudes who like to get physical in the run game. So that's like I'm bitching about the Bears running game. Kyler Gordon will help that. They will. You're right. Like, and TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds are going to be on the lookout for Jaden Daniels for sure. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Ben Johnson because you brought it up a couple of times about the elusiveness. And I know you said that he's not as elusive against the Chargers, but he can be a problem with his legs. Here is Ben Johnson on Jaden Daniels as a runner.
What stands out to you about Jaden Daniels as a runner?
Yeah, dangerous. Dangerous. I think that's he's a big reason why their running game is what it is. He strikes a lot of fear in opposing coaches because you look at him and you know you got to account for him, not just as an accurate passer, not just as a scrambler, but the quarterback-driven run game that they do a lot of. And so fast, slippery, you know, it's going to take all 11 guys playing disciplined football to make sure we contain their attack.
Ben Johnson on Jaden Daniels, and this hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles. There's nothing more frustrating or disruptive for a defense who can be playing well, and then all of a sudden the quarterback rips off like a 27-yard run just to devastate you, and that's what he has the capability of doing.
Yeah, he had a long of 12 yards against the Chargers, and as I mentioned, you know, you're looking back to that game, which I watched closely. The Chargers had two costly interceptions that stunted their momentum that would have gave them the lead in a couple of instances. But the Washington Commanders, as we know, capable of long drives, right? Sustaining drives. It's what Jaden Daniels does well, whether it's a quarterback scamper to get a first down or a quick pass, which is what he and Deebo Samuel have been executing well this season. I mean, he is somebody that you should be looking at, but I mentioned Deebo Samuels for a reason.
Yeah.
He is that dude. Uh-huh. He is back to San Francisco 49ers, Deebo Samuel.
Is he really?
Where they lean on him a ton. I mean, especially because, oh my gosh, McLaurin is not in on the team right now. So they're leaning on Deebo. You just got to have somebody out there to be next to him and then, you know, see what you can get right there. But the running back room, you know, listen, Merritt had a great game. But outside of that, I mean, Chris Rodriguez, who had a good game 2 games ago, only 5 rushes for 7 yards. McNichols, who had a couple big long runs over the first 4 games of the season, 1 rush for 6 yards. So,
okay.
I mean, again, it's playing with integrity, making sure you're filling your gaps, you can stunt that a bit. You just got to limit the big plays, which is something that's hampered the Bears' defense over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, no doubt. And hopefully, you brought up Terry McLaurin. Yeah, he would not have practiced. I don't know if they did like a fake thing yesterday too, Washington, but he was not a participant. Terry McLaurin, who has missed a couple of games last year against the Bears, 5 catches for 125 yards, including a 61-yarder. Bears always seem to get hurt by talented or decently talented tight ends. Zach Ertz last year, 7 catches for 77 yards against the Bears. So yeah, they've got weapons, but that's some good insight from you, like in the moment, to because we could just look at the numbers and say Washington has the best rushing game, but it seems like they're losing a little bit of the momentum that they had earlier on in the season.
And let's not forget Merritt had one long run for 27 yards. Again, he's speedy.
Yeah.
That's the big danger, right?
6.6-yard average.
He's a little guy. Yeah. He looks like he could be in high school. He just looks so young.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, that's all you need is to find one crease in order to cause some damage, and he's certainly capable of it.
When we get back, look, ladies and gentlemen, Gabe Ramirez, like, he loves to spend his money. He does. He loves to go.
I don't know where we're going with this.
Yeah, yeah, man. He loves to gamble.
Ah!
Yeah,
I love to lose my money, not spend it. I love to lose my money.
Yeah, you do. You do, and we have just the man to do that for you. Joe Ostrowski, the host of Bet Sweats, weekdays starting at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM network. You know Joe O. He will join Raheemi Harris and Grody next, along with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On The Score. Score.
The dude is money. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, does Joe O, Joe Ostrowski, CircaLasVegas.com. And this segment with Joe O is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating and Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. It is Raheemi Harris and Grody. We have Gabe Ramirez sitting in today for both Layla and Marshall. Layla will join us in studio to talk about the upcoming Chicago Marathon at about 11:45. But now it is time for Joe O. What up, Joseph? How are you, sir?
What's going on? Where do we even start? I don't even know what's top of mind with you guys.
Well, we are all about what is about to go down in Game 5 on Saturday. That'd be tomorrow in Milwaukee. Joe, what are the latest Cubs playoff odds?
Try to figure this series out, right? When you think you have a handle on it, the exact opposite ends up happening. Of course, the Brewers are going to end up scoring no runs last night over at Wrigley. So as far as Game 5, what it all comes down to, they decided to make the Brewers a favorite. It's not a big favorite. They're minus 125, minus 130 in that range. That's not far from a coin flip, as we're trying to figure out. I think that's a little home field. It's a little expected pitching matchup, right? It's probably going to be Mizorowski. That would be the guess against Imanaga with a short leash, I assume. But they decided to make the Brewers the favorite, and we know how they performed at home last time. The Cubs, of the six teams that are still standing, they are the long shot for the World Series, sitting at 10-1. Of course, you've got the teams that have already gotten through at the very top, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays. They put the Brewers third, and then the two teams that are going to battle tonight, Seattle, Detroit, just ahead of the Cubs. I think that makes sense because in the last game here, you got the Cubs as a slight underdog. So makes perfect sense to me. I think that's going to be the case until we get to this game on Saturday night.
Well, if the Cubs are going to pull it off, Joe, we got to get some hits. And I'm looking at some of the lines on, you know me, I like my easy money, who I think is going to get a base. I look at PCA. I see him. He's minus 125 to get a hit. I see Seiya Suzuki at minus 165. Anyone that you can think of when you're looking at the you know, who should have some momentum going in this game that could potentially just get you an easy win with a hit?
Yeah, it's so difficult because you can't really project the matchups. We can talk about the starter. Maybe they see him twice. You have so many changes and, you know, these managers playing matchups. A guy that I consistently overlook, and if it's Mizorowski, he's actually got, it's a small sample, but good history, 2-for-5 against him. Michael Bush, Like, he just keeps coming up and hitting homers, and he gets overlooked so much. In the betting world, he does as well. I would look at Bush. I don't know what the odds are.
Minus 175. I take it. Free money.
Yeah. Or something. RBI, maybe something like that. Sure.
I like the way you're talking. I like the way both of you guys are talking. But what about as we expand a little bit, the latest baseball playoff odds, Joe?
Well, tonight you've got Game 5, Detroit and Seattle. And Detroit's the favorite. They were not the favorite coming into the series, but they are the favorite because Skubal is on the bump. Kirby going for Seattle is interesting. I was just looking at the odds right before I hopped on here, and they're actually betting Seattle right now. The line is moving in that direction. Not for me. I would be backing Detroit. I mean, they're going to go with Skubal as long as they possibly can in this game. So I do like Detroit to win. And, of course, the Dodgers are the heavy favorite, especially what a game last night. That was ridiculous.
Something painful, painful at the end. Yes.
You know,
I'm screaming at the TV. I'm like, we were talking about this at practice the other day. If you bobble, go to one. Don't even think about it. Just go to one, get the shore out. You do that with preteens, but let's
and you would know, Joe.
That game.
You would know, Joe.
I'm just saying. The Dodgers are plus 150. The Dodgers are basically even money, guys, to win the World Series. That's where they're at.
Wow. Well, that would be something when the Cubs play the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series.
I bet on that one. You know, you were talking about strikeouts a second ago. I don't see Skubal's strikeout prop anywhere. I don't know why it's not out there right now. But Kirby is at 5.5. When you're thinking about him, you mentioned obviously some guys might not even get through the rotation or once or twice, the lineup once or twice. Do you see 5.5 being a number that we should fade or follow?
Yeah, with all hands on deck situation, he gets into any sort of trouble, I think he's out. Kirby, not as strong overall this year as in previous seasons. He has a good playoff history, though. I will give him that. But you know how these managers are. Two times through the order, you're probably going to get pulled here. I would not go over. I'll just say that. Skubal, yes, we can have that conversation. But Kirby, I think it's a very different situation.
Joe, let us talk about the Chicago Bears now.
Bears.
There is a Monday night game. That'll be the same night that the Cubs are obviously beginning the National League Championship Series. So it's going to be just a wild night in Chicago. But what are your best Bears Commanders bets?
Yeah, Groats, I'm glad you provided that context on that injury report that was released.
Yeah.
Because on Fridays, like Thursday, once you get the Thursday thing, on a normal week, that's something. But on this week, it's probably a nothing, I think. I thought it was notable, though. I was expecting a better injury report.
Mm.
But again, we don't want to go too far, especially with the media not even there on exactly what's happening. Has me concerned a little bit. The point spread is 4.5. The Commanders are the home favorite. When I first saw this number, I was honestly a little surprised. I thought it was a bit high. I thought these teams were a little bit closer. Of course, the Commanders would get the edge. They're playing a little bit better. The home team, and they have the better quarterback, all that stuff. But then after looking at this game a little bit more, I'm like, okay, I do understand. And last week was really something. For Jaden Daniels coming off the injury, sitting a couple weeks, he doesn't have his number one receiver. He didn't have another top receiver in Noah Brown. And for him to go pretty much by himself, it's him and Bill, right? and to take down the Chargers as underdogs in that game is another one of those Jaden Daniels moments where you're like, man, this dude is so impressive. I mean, he just changes everything for them offensively. Forget that they're missing multiple starting receivers. It doesn't even matter if Jaden Daniels is on the field. So once we saw that, I'm like, okay, I do kind of understand where we're at. I look at this Commanders team, it just seems like they always find a way out of things, exceeding expectations. When you look at fourth down last year, it was one of the all-time rates that they hit at. Like, he just finds ways to get out of it. So I do understand why they're favored by 4.5. The total's 50. That seems very high to me.
Very high.
Right? Like, what are we missing? It's the same as the Bills-Falcons Monday night game that'll be going on simultaneously. Like, I get that in the dome with those offenses. I don't see why this one is as high. I know the defenses, there's questions there, but that seems like a very high number to me.
Well, Joe, on social media, you see a lot of videos of people talking about fading the first half over under, and this one it's 24.5. I know you said that the 50 is too high, but do you think these teams are going to put up points in the first half?
Boy, if the Bears offense doesn't come out looking good after sitting for 15 days with your offensive guru, right? You would think that on the script it would be strong, that if they're going to come out looking good, that it would happen early in this game. Another little concerning point, just a side point, just thinking about Washington's perspective. Like, if you watch last night's game, if you've watched much Eagles football at all this year, that division is up for grabs. Like, it's there for the taking. I don't think it's going to be Philly. Like, there are multiple problems every single week. Most weeks they end up showing up for about half the game. It feels like the division's up for grabs between the team the Bears beat up in Dallas and the team they're going to play on Monday night. So, yeah, they're certainly going to bring their best effort. It's going to be tough on the Bears, but a couple weeks to prepare. I'm fascinated to see how Ben Johnson prepares. First bye week as a head coach.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And if he is worth what they are giving him, and he is who we think he is, you'd think that they'd have a little something. This segment with Joe Ostrowski is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Does anything get taken into account on the way these two teams played each other last year? And obviously we know the dramatics at the end, but the Bears had this game and their offense sucked for, you know, the better part of three quarters, but Bears should have won that game last year. Mm-hmm. And do they take into account any of that? Does that matter?
I hear some of that chatter going on, that this is the game that that many Bears players, not so much the coaching staff because they weren't here, but many Bears players probably circled immediately because that seemed like it was lost, and maybe some are looking themselves in the mirror saying that was my fault, we know who. But I would say a little bit, but not too much, because it's like what we're just talking Johnson's going to look like. There are certain coaches that you trust. Historically, guys like Andy Reid, you give him extra time, Belichick, your Tomlin, your upper echelon guys, like the good ones, man, they're scary with extra time. We don't know. There's a lot of things that we don't know here. So, but unfortunately, sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. I'm worried that the Bears are playing them at the wrong time. It doesn't look like McLaurin's going to come back. They're not rushing him after paying him in the offseason. It looks like Brown will be back along with Debo. But you're right, Gabe. The way they were using Debo last week, maybe out of necessity without McLaurin, it looked like the Debo that was just, oh my God, what a threat he was in all aspects a couple years ago, right? It looked like good old San Francisco Debo.
All right, so before we get you out of here, you know me, I'm a sucker for plus money. And I feel like there's a lot of dogs. You just saw the Giants take down the Philadelphia Eagles. Who's a dog that you like this week that maybe for those of us that like a good sweat, we can kind of throw us a couple dollars on?
Ooh, okay. Well, let me first quickly mention the game of the week. Sunday Night Football is going to be awesome. It's the Chiefs and the Lions. That's a big one. Also in the division, the Chiefs are favored by 2.5. So it's not a dog, but I'll say this. It is the most popular play of the week. They are taking the Lions. That is usually not a play that I want to be aligned with, the most popular one. When the public's all over an underdog, not one that I want to be a part of. And Mahomes is really looking good, even though they end up losing that game. Slight dog, I like Seattle going to Jacksonville. They've looked great on both sides of the ball.
Defense
Watch
is
out
so
the,
good, yes.
So at a point, we've just got to say, okay, it's not the coaching, it's not the players around him. Darnold's good. Like, that's to the level he's playing at right now, and it's been almost a year and a half, guys. A shocking underdog. Let's go fade the Patriots after they take down the Bills on the road, take the New Orleans Saints getting 3.5 points at home against the Pats. Letdown spot there, and then Vrabel gets his revenge against the Titans next week.
Ooh, I like it, Joe. Joe, great stuff as always. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Great weekend.
Yep, that is Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats, weekdays starting at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM network. You should also follow him on X at Joe Ostrowski. So we appreciate him coming on. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in today, we will talk to Carrie Pinkowski, the executive race director for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And guess who else will be working that Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Gabe Ramirez.
Who? Oh, man.
And one of the regular hosts of this show. We just saw Layla Raheemy. She is working for somebody else today, apparently, but she will be in studio next with Carrie Pinkowski. We're talking about the race next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
It is Raheemy Harris and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Gabe Ramirez is in today.
It feels weird.
Me.
It feels weird filling in for someone that's here.
Yeah.
There's got to be honest. Get the elephant in the room to talk about it. So, okay.
It's quite a thing. As a lot of people listening know, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is this Sunday, 2 days away, October 12th, 2025, the 47th running of this event. More than 53,000 participants expected to cross the finish line in Grant Park on race day. And so, yes, joining us in studio right now, like he does, I love hearing this guy's voice. It feels like fall when this man, Carrie Pinkowski, the executive race director of the Bank America Chicago Marathon, is in studio. Hello, sir. How
well,
are you?
Thank you very much. Yes, the 47th running of this great Chicago tradition, the city of records. We've got a great elite field up front, as we always do, but I'm just excited that we have over 120 countries represented. All 50 states are represented. As you can see, people, I was just walking over here from across the park here to the studio. People from all around the world that are coming here to discover Chicago, their friends and family members. So we're looking forward to a great day. And Mother Nature looks like she is going to cooperate big time for us. So that's important.
Yeah, this is the kind of weather you want when you're running a marathon. Obviously, I've been a part of it for the last 3 years, sitting in that lead car, experience it firsthand. But, Carrie, I got to ask you, right? The marathon itself, just synonymous with Chicago. You know, what kind of an impact are you guys making, not only here locally, but just globally as well?
You know, it's an opportunity. About 20% of our participants have never been to Chicago before. So what better way to see it? I mean, obviously they're going through McCormick Place, but also they're in the different neighborhoods. What a tour of the city. So it just gives us an opportunity. I've been part of this ecosystem for quite a while. And this is one of the more exciting years for me because the energy from our city partners, the city of Chicago, the mayor's office, Park District, everybody's on board. We had a run through this morning. A lot of energy. People are excited. Our charity programs are trending and setting some records. Ronald McDonald House Charities, which is a big part of our Ronald McDonald House, going over $3 million this year.
God, that's so awesome.
Mercy Home, Father Scott on the west side there, they're going to go over $1 million this year. So the charitable part of it and that we're helping so many organizations when it's important, when this is needed more than ever, it's just there's so many different facets to it.
Yeah, and it's a great broadcasts, and I'm not just saying this because it's on the score, but I love
official broadcast the of their broadcast.
Thank you. Yeah, the official broadcast of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, led by Josh Liss, does it every year, and I tell him every year, it's like, God, the broadcast is so good. Just hearing the correspondents in the neighborhood and the expertise that everybody brings. That said, sir, you brought a posse in here today for shots like Carl Allegretti roaming the hallways.
Where did he go? He's our all. He's our record holder for raising money for charity. He set the record last year for an individual. So, yeah, it's the partnership with all you do here at the studio, I think, has made us as successful as we are, because you take us to a listener that may not be connected with the marathon, but hey, how can I get involved? So the partnership's been amazing, and we have just renewed for another 3 years. So we'll be with you guys for 3 more years. As the official radio broadcast partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
I love it. And you have brought to us, you took from us, our lead host here on Rahimi Harris and Grody.
That's right.
But Layla is here because she will play a big part in the marathon as well. Layla, hi.
Hi, Grody. And guess what? I'm stealing more people from our show.
What?
Ray Diaz and I get to be stationed
at
the start-finish line. So we are really excited about it. And, you know, I've been a part of marathon broadcasts in the past.
Yes.
Thrilled to be a part of ours. And, I've joined the radio show to see some of the most amazing finishes we've had in history. So to do that again is a real pleasure and an honor. It is such an important part of what we do, not just in Chicago, but in to be around people who are so motivated, and you know there's a chance at any time somebody can make history, break a world record. It's not just an inspiring event, but one that is true theater.
Yeah, I actually had the luxury of seeing a world record be broken in front of my eyes when I was in the lead car a couple years ago. But obviously, rest in peace to the gentleman that ended up winning that one.
Kelvin Kiptum,
yes. What a phenomenal race he ran. Talk to me about the amount of participants. I feel like every year it goes up. Every year more people text me and ask me how they can get involved, because the lines to get in obviously have been closed down. So talk to me about the participation.
We're humbled by the demand and the support, obviously. We had 168,000 people apply for 40,000 spots this year. So it is something that we are managing and looking at. I mean, each year we expand a little bit, we grow a little bit, but we want to make sure that that is manageable. Our operations team takes a very, you know, very concise look at how things are and focuses with our participants, city agencies, everyone, to make sure that works. So we increased a little bit this year. We'll take a look. Maybe we'll increase a little bit more next year. But the goal is not to be the biggest. That's not what it's about. It's making sure that race day experience is solid and it keeps that tradition going.
Rahimi Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez. We're talking to Carrie Pinkowski, the executive race director for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Layla Rahimi is here as well. And yeah, tune in Sunday morning from 7 to 11 for our exclusive coverage of the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Josh Liss and our team of marathon experts will be broadcasting live from the finish line with reports from our lead vehicles around the course. It can only be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. So what will you specifically be doing, Layla? And I want to hear, Gabe, what you will be doing as well, since both of you guys will be participating in Sunday's festivities.
Gabe is moving around, so I think it's much more important to hear what Gabe is doing first.
I am going to be drinking in Pilsen and then occasionally stepping out and then giving some I'll be in Pilsen, just trying to you know, feel the excitement of the neighborhood when you're talking about the, I believe it's 29 neighborhoods that we touched throughout the Chicago Marathon. Pilsen certainly being one of the most lively. So just kind of painting the picture for the people so that they can get a glimpse of what to expect on the road. Because listen, I'll tell you this, Grody, I know you've never gone to a Chicago Marathon, right?
How do you know that?
I'm asking.
I've been to a half marathon. Okay. I've not been to the Chicago Marathon.
Okay. So, does not equal
close
a whole.
Enough.
Yeah.
I had never
gone
to one prior to working with the marathon. And from here on out, I want to be a part of it, because literally, as a Chicagoan, if you haven't seen the energy and the people cheering for the runners, it is a spectacle.
Yeah.
So
a lot of cowbells.
If you haven't gone out there, maybe check me out in Pilsen out there.
And you know, Gabe, that's a valid point. Our largest international participation is Mexico. We have over 3,400 runners that have made their way from Mexico City to join us. So that part of the course really comes alive, and people are very proud and very welcoming in Pilsen. So it's a big deal.
And then I will be at the start and finish line with Ray, and then we will play a magical game of Frogger to get from the start line to the finish line, and I'm still learning the details on how that will go. Maybe we need a hoverboard or something, Carrie. I'm sure you can help us find the way. I'm typically in one spot, so this will be fun to go to both.
Yeah, we'll put you in a golf cart. There's some alternate routes.
A golf cart? I didn't even think about it. See, that's absolutely why he's here. But we get to just, number one, the fan presence is so important, and that was missing for so long, as you guys know. And so to bring back fan presence, too, and just to have that wonderful party at the end of the race is such a meaningful moment as well.
Sure. And how about our three guys? I know they're your favorite, Layla, the three guys that have run all 46 marathons. You know, you're talking about, like, Mark's talking about he went to a half marathon. These guys have started and finished all 46 marathons, George Mueller, Henry Kozlowski, and Randy Burt. And the interesting thing about Henry Kozlowski is he's worn the same pair of shorts for 46 years.
Oh, man. Ugh.
So think about that. Talk about sustainability. You know, that's
and commitment.
You know, our guys, our friends at Nike don't like that. They'd like you to change shorts every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
46 years, the same pair of shorts. So when he retires, I think his shorts will continue and continue on with. But Randy said he wants to make it to 50. So these guys are, they're fresh as a daisy, ready to go. It's amazing. Think about it. Same place, same time, 46 years.
Over 1,200 miles ran. That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
I would also like to shout this out every time I wear this hoodie, because I have this, and I also have the thermal tee, the long sleeve tee. Everybody's like, Layla, it's awesome. Where did you get it? I got it at the Nike store for the Chicago Marathon. They make the best gear. I always try to get the marathon gear. You can buy it. So.
And then they're like, Layla, oh, you're running it?
No. And I am slow as molasses. I try every now and then, and I only do it because it's good for me. But the point is, I shop because I like it. And the marathon gear, to me, as like a sneakerhead and like a gearhead, I do love all the marathon gear. It's always great every year.
I love it. Carrie Pinkowski, thanks for anything else that you want to throw out there?
Some great racing up front. Yeah. You know, our defending champion, John Carrere, is back. And I just kind of touched on this morning. He was in that race that Kelvin Kiptum broke the world record. So he had the essence of that whole day. He's in phenomenal shape. He's calling for very, very, very fast pace up front. So he had a great run at Boston. He ran away from everybody in the Boston Marathon. He's in phenomenal shape. You know, is 2 hours a possibility? I don't know, but he's gonna get after it. So he's a brave guy.
I love your energy, man. How long you been doing this now, Carrie?
This is my 35th year.
Congrats.
Can you believe it? 35. I started when I was 17 years old.
That is.
And then you left a big portion of that. You know, Mitch Rosen produces, directs, writes the copy.
Mitch is on his A-game.
He comes out. Yeah, exactly.
He printed out our media guides for us.
The boss comes out, rolls up his sleeve, and gets going. So it's like 1979 again.
I love it. I love it. Layla, good to see you.
Carl,
thanks for coming
in. Thanks for hanging out and working on the show while I got to work on the broadcast.
Top fundraiser last year.
Carl's a rock star. Love Carl Allegretti and his son, Nick Allegretti.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick opposes us this weekend.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm trying to get the lowdown here in a second. Carrie Pinkowski, Executive Director of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Layla Rahimi, who is working the marathon in studio with us here today. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you both.
Thanks for having us on. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Absolutely.
See it is you Sunday, Ray.
Yeah, Rahimi, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez. We will continue next with 5 on It on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.